announce something to you here. Listen very well. I want to announce something to you here. Everybody listen. My generation must serve the Lord. What of you? Did you hear me? My generation, my own. Eh? Can you say it boldly like that? Say it again. Say it very loud. Tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, my generation. Tell them. Tell four people around you. Four people. Listen. You will tell five people as... You will tell four people as a commandment. Your generation must serve the Lord. Four people, tell them.
My generation who praise your name. My
opportunity to be in your presence together with your children like this. Thank you for blessing. You've been blessing us since we arrived yesterday. Once again, thank you for the journey mercies to all that have traveled from far places to be here today. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for bringing our sister to speak to us about personal hygiene, things the children should know. Take all the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and continue with us, Lord, in the remaining minutes before we take a break for the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Once again, clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, just look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor anything you like. Tell your neighbor anything you like. Tell your neighbor anything you like and sit down.
You will live here as you came in Jesus' name.
The Holy Ghost of God is still the same.
You will live here.
You will live here. As you gave me Jesus' name.
One more time I say.
You will live here. As you gave me Jesus' name.
I don't know.
For the Holy Ghost of God.
among the brothers. Correct? Who is 23 years old here? Eh? Eh? 22 years old. I was commissioned as an Air Force officer. So you see, who is 29 here? Who is 29? No 29 here. Okay. So you can see I am experienced to talk to you. I'm experienced enough to talk to you. Now we're talking about achieving a purposeful life. I believe I have lived a purposeful life. I believe it. And I'll just share it. What I understand by it, and hope that somebody will catch it, for that is the purpose of this camp meeting. Praise the Lord. When you talk about purpose, you are talking about life achievement drives. Life achievement drive. I'm talking slowly for those who may want to jot anything down. That is what is purpose. Life achievement. Drive. Drive. Your drive for life achievement. For instance, I will ask you, what is the purpose for going to school? That is, what is driving you to go to school? What is, you know, what is the purpose for going to school? It is normally because you want to fulfill an ambition. You want to fulfill a dream. That's why you are going to school. You want to be literate. You want to be literate. You don't want to be an illiterate. And not just literate. It's because there's something you want to achieve. That is why you go to school. For instance, what is the purpose for an athlete that is every time running, training, running up and down? What is his purpose? The purpose is to one day win medals. Hallelujah. What is your purpose for joining a profession? Why do you join the military? Why do you join whatever profession you join? Why? Certainly, it's because you want to reach the peak in that career. You want to reach the peak. Why do you give your life to Christ? Why? It's because you want to have eternal life. You want to be in heaven. You want to live. You have a heart of the lake of fire, you've heard of heaven, and you have chosen to go to heaven. That is why you give your life to Christ. So that is what we mean by purpose. That what drives you in life. The drive. The achievement that you want to achieve that is driving you is called purpose by my understanding. And to fulfill this purposes, there are determinants. There are things that determine, you know, these purposes. Let me break it down this way. Because we talk about there's something you want to achieve in life. your achievement in life, whatever you end up achieving in life, is determined, number one, by choice. It starts with choice. You discover that immediately God created man in the Garden of Eden, the man and his wife, God placed before them choice. Two trees. Eat this one and have life. Eat this and die. That is what God was teaching us generally. Life generally, first and foremost, is about choice. You are to choose what you want to be in life. Hallelujah. It's choice. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 28 has two laws there. From verse 1 to verse 14, if you obey God, this, if you keep his commandment, these blessings will follow you. When you get to verse 15, it says, if you disobey God and go your own way, these curses will follow you. Choice again. Before the end of Joshua's ministry, in Joshua chapter 24, he called the whole of Israel again, told them, make another choice. You have moved all around. You see that in Joshua chapter 24. You've gone all around. You've seen everything up for yourself. You've seen the gods of the Amorites. You've seen the gods of these Philistines. You've seen all the other gods around. You have also seen the God of Israel. Now he's telling you, he said, choose this day who you will serve. Choice. Then he quickly announced to them his own choice. You either choose those gods or you choose the God of your fathers. He said, as for me and my house, what did he say? He will serve the Lord. It's choice. And let me tell you, you become what you have willingly chosen as your choice. Amen. Take note of that. It's very, very important. You know, your life achievement, your future, what you will become after is dependent upon your choice, which way to go in life. When you make that choice, number two, then you must have a vision or a dream. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The vision there is not a word of knowledge vision in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's not a prophet. The depth of that statement is not the gift of seeing vision. It's deeper than that. What is vision? Praise the Lord. Vision is seeing the future achievement. You are seeing something. A vision is the ability to see the future achievement or the future goal that only you can see. I add that. A vision is your future that you have seen, which nobody else sees it. Only you see it. And because only you see it, amen, the fulfillment of that vision, reaching that vision or reaching that dream, is totally dependent on you and you only. Amen. And so, another time the prophet spoke, one of the prophets in the Bible, one of the scriptures, he said, the people do err in their vision. You can err in your vision. So if your vision is a wrong vision, you will end up terrible, terrible, terrible. And sometimes when I see these people at the garage, you know, if you've gone to this public garage, you know, that is all they are shouting, and then every time, it has never, unconsciously, that question was come to my mind. So all this man's life, this is all he will be doing. This is all he has prayed to become. This is all he's struggling to become. To go to garage, motor park, and be shouting like that, and be shouting like that, and be shouting like that. You know, I had a junior brother. That my father, you know, my father wanted to train all of us. My father wanted to make sure all his children went to school. He sent us to school, but that boy, that particular boy, you know, we're all like age mates, the same year, but he just refused to go to school. While people like me were going to school, he refused to go to school. Then here am I now. I was working. And now, even this ministry has started. And I thank God this ministry has started, because he would have finished me. And so they were caught in, witchcraft. So somebody, they went somewhere, and then there's something they do to them there in the village that they'll be confessing. So he started confessing all the wickedness he has done. And then they asked him, and he said he has come for me several times to kill me. But at any time he came, he said, there was a fire. He said that one every time, prayer. Now fire all around him. They could not penetrate. So, when they told me on phone, I traveled home and I sent for him. I saw him. I said, I understand you have been wanting to... Okay, they asked him that time in my absence, why do you want to kill him? Why did he want to kill me? And he said, because he asked me for money, and I did not give him. Of course, you know, not that I didn't give him totally, but maybe a particular thing he wanted, maybe I didn't give him, which I couldn't even remember. So because of it, I went home and I called him. I said, this is what I learned. I said, you even want to kill me because you needed help from me, I didn't give you. And I asked him first and foremost, I said, am I your father? What obligation do I have towards you? Our father sent you and I to school. You chose the way you went. See where you end up now. This is where I chose. And I've ended up. Okay, now listen. The come, what they give you before, from today, is stop. And for your information, the day you try me again, that day you will die. He was just smiling. And I walked him out of my house. At home. He only just talked, I was going, I said, don't talk like that now. Well, I think it was a month later or so, he died. I don't know what killed him, oh. Maybe he tried it. But my emphasis about that example is about choice. You see? He had no vision. I mean to say vision. He did not see future. That if he didn't work hard, he will end up one day being a beggar before the same people they started with. Vision. Vision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And number three, because you have vision, you will now become ambitious. What is ambition? Ambition is the pursuit of vision. You can never be ambitious until you have a vision. Because there's something, you know, it is your vision consumes you. So your ambition consumes you because there is a vision you want to attain. You are seeing there is something you want to achieve. So you're so much focused towards it until it consumes you. It is what you think about. It is what you dream and you sleep. You see yourself, everything. And then everything about life draws you towards achieving it. Ambition. Amen. And there's something about life. You know, you get what you want, what you look for. It's true. Because before you know why, it will guide you. Immediately, I was growing up, as much as I could remember, I'm a human being. I don't know how it came about. I have wanted all my life, my ambition was to be a soldier. I wanted to be a military man. I wanted to join the military. Praise the Lord. You know, people who have the dream, creative and inventive dreams. Somebody who wants to be an engineer, for instance. You know, he does not begin to practice engineering only after he has graduated. Even when he is small, he is already cutting pig milk tin, cutting it, you know, designing it, putting tire there. I know one thing or the other. Every time he sits down, such a person does not, his what gives him fun and joy is not sitting to watch cartoon as a child. You buy a toy and bring it to him, he's anxious to see the working mechanism. You'll be busy to scatter it and see how he can fix it back. Because he wants to see how it works. Because it is in him. He sees a car going and he wants, all his mind is, how does this car move? Everything he sees. Because when you ask that person, the first thing you ask you is, he wants to be an engineer. The same thing with one that will be a footballer. Let me give you an example. Footballer. When did you decide you want to play football? People don't know that. Do you know that he's a footballer? You don't know. It's not just a footballer. Eh? He is, what do you call it? He's a scout. Talent scout. He even has his own football team. I mean, football club. Football academy. He has a football academy to produce footballers. When did that thing come about to you? And that is exactly all you have been doing. Okay, let me show you. Is Kekere here? Now, I know why I say this, and I'll use you an example. When you seem to like to play drum so much,
yes, sir.
When did you develop that interest in drum?
I was 6 years old.
Eh?
6 years.
When you were 6 years.
Yeah.
When you were 6 years old. And now maybe you're around 50 now. when you were 6 years old.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm using it. I remember that I came to you some few years back. I told you, get admission, I'm going to the university, I will sponsor you. You say no. Now music you want to play. Do you understand? He said, because that is his ambition. And all his mind and focus is in it. And it will be something that gives you the most joy because you find fulfillment in it. Because sometimes, I have sometimes looked at him to see how possible is it for somebody to be doing his leg like this for 2 hours non-stop. Who can do that? No, try it now. 2 hours non-stop. There was a day I went, I stood to look at him. He didn't know why I was looking. Non-stop. Praise the Lord. While somebody else's mind is not going there, that is his. You can see from 6 years old. That's what I want to bring out. Hallelujah. Produces ambition. Ambition. But all this ambition that you talk about, listen, to achieve it, to achieve your purpose, to achieve your goal, to achieve your vision, whatever ambition you are pursuing, it goes with a price. Always note that it goes with a price. And that is where a lot of us miss it. If you are going to achieve anything at all, to fulfill your purpose, your vision, your ambition, always know there is a price that goes with it. Even eternal life. He said, if you will follow me, what should you do? Pick up your cross and follow me. And people want to give you the impression of easy. There is nothing you ever achieve easy that lasts. You want to cut corner. That is what breeds corruption. That is why, you know, it breeds all the nonsense we see all around. Even ministry, for instance, those who want to go into the ministry, before you see any ministry successful, behind it is self-denials, fastings, and serious regular prayers that the ordinary church members don't even think of. That is what the minister is into. You only see, like the enter message churches, some of you are here from some of these churches. You wonder, why is Bride Assembly bigger than other message churches? Before you say that, the answer is very, very clear, even if you don't know any other answer, the one you can see with your eyes. Which ministry, enter message church, has the chill every week? Which enter message church, the whole church, fast at least once every week? And every church member, average church member in Bride Assembly Church, has 2 vigils in a week. Your group prayer, group meeting day, and then Fridays. Praise the Lord. So with that alone, you can now see why you cannot compare us with them. There are denials. Denials. Amen. And many other things. I just use that as an example of the price you pay for success. Even in the ministry. Even the farmer in the village. Go and look at his hand. Before his barn is full with the harvest, the price is shown in his hand. Don't peel all, holding hose and all the implements. You see? Oh, she made first class. Oh, he made first class. Praise God. Nobody, no. Go near everyone that is on top in your class. It's always the first. Go close to them. You know, newspapers rush them. They put them in the newspaper, they put them, you know, in the internet for people to read and be challenged. In Babcock University, the one that got first class, I was reading the newspaper, young girl, and they asked her, how did you achieve this first class? And it's like she's the first that got first class in that field. She made a statement. She said, when I got admission into the school, she said, I set my heart to make first class from day one. You see now, she had her goal. She had her vision. Now, when somebody says, I will make first class, she was not thinking of getting expo. She was not thinking of going there to sleep with all the lecturers so that they will award her marks. Because in a university, you build up your points. You don't just wake up overnight. It's from the first day you enter, you walk towards it. They asked this, so she said she was always studying. They asked her, but what of your friends? Don't you have friends? She said, of course she had friends. But don't you follow them to social something in the school? She said, yeah, anytime they tell her, let's go for party, let's go for this. She said she would tell them, I didn't come to this school for party. You see it? She said, I didn't come here for party. I came here to read. I want to read. Leave me alone. Did she get the first class? Yes. Amen. The one that moved me the most was the celebrated case in a Nigerian university that made first class and got about three other awards. And she was saying that when she first started, she had a particular medical condition. She said, I don't know whether this nurse is there, will you help me? You don't go? Sister Chika has gone. That is something that has to do with a loss of memory. No, there's another name they called it. I read it. He said that disturbed her. You know, she's a daughter of a classmate of mine in the military, a retired major general. So I was very interested in reading that story. And she said that, you know, that but thank God they have a system in the school of following her up. When they noticed she had that problem, so she had a way. And she read aeronautical engineering. Aeronautical engineering. And then she came out first class with that. She said she was determined. So the only thing is, you know, they had to put her in a special class because she cannot go with the same speed with other students. So they put her in another. You can go ahead with your speed. That is, go ahead with the speed that your brain takes. The important thing is you answer it correct and do your assignments and do whatever project they give you correct. They followed it all, and she did it, and she got first class. And it was in the news all over, CNN, BBC, and everywhere. Nigerian. So I'm just, you know, trying to tell you, when you say somebody is making it, when we were in school, those of our classmates that were making A, watch all of them. I used to watch them. While we, the social ones, would jump out, cross the fence, go to town. When we are coming back from town, cross the fence. We used to cross around classroom. You see light in the classroom. In fact, one of them was my roommate. As I'm sneaking and coming, he's on the reading table in the room. He's reading. And that guy was a wizard in mathematics, additional mathematics. By the time he finished, we finished secondary school, the military school together. We finished writing our WAEC. 3 universities. Osuka, Ahmadu Bello University. What is the other university? They came. I beg, give us this boy. They were rushing him for admission to come and read in their school. While they were rushing him, we were struggling from the back. Well, I must cross the line. Then when we cross, he said, I pass. Shamelessly. That was the same class on that day. Praise God. I want to set you, I want to rearrange somebody's thinking here to make it in life. And I'm telling you, this is the secret. Man or woman, watch anybody that will be successful in life. Watch their lives. You see? Cosmas Maduka, you have heard his testimony. He's a billionaire today. But if he stands before you and you don't know him, there's nothing in him, on him, that shows that he's a billionaire. Is it his shoe? I mean, his shoe don't look like, see, we don't want us. Sometimes we look away and say, this man, now. But a billionaire. You know, you call him, somebody who came and gave us for our building project 20 million naira. So is this shirt he cannot buy for himself? Somebody who said his rating now is, he does not give collateral to collect loan in any bank. Just a phone call. Please, can you give me 500 million naira? All you say, I have a project to do. In the next 1 hour, Pierre is in his account. Before the manager will come and say, sir, so when do you say you are paying back? That is his rating now. Somebody duped him 16 billion naira. And he gave us the testimony. Did he die? So you can know his worth. Somebody who was, he owned Access Bank. I think Access Bank is still there, have you? He is the owner of Access Bank. 25% of the whole bank belong to him. But get close to him and see. You would think, you would not know why he succeeded like that. It's hard work, integrity. Do you know why they can give him money without, even with phone? Because he has proved his integrity. Everybody knows he is credit worthy. if he doesn't have the ability to pay, he will not collect the money. And he's a very hard working man. He's setting up a farm in Anambra, and he's going to that farm. He told me the size of the farm, the road that they make, they tar the road within the farm. He said they thought the road is totally about 200 kilometers. Rice farm. He told me, he said, Brother Moses, very soon, everywhere will be Koscharis rice, Koscharis rice. So, he was in my office that morning when the phone call came, and when he was answering, he told me the central bank governor was the one calling him. He left there straight himself, Anambra governor, minister, governor, or another governor or so, and the who? He said they went to inspect that farm. And when they saw it, they flew to Anambra that morning to go and see the farm. They've had so much, they want to see it. He came back, he told me, he said, Brother Moses, he said, the central bank governor told him that, the governor of Kebbi State, that went with him and said, please, if you will agree to come and do this same farm in my state, I will give you the whole land. He said he will dash him the whole land, just produce the farm. And the central bank governor said, if you agree to go and open the same thing in Kebbi State, say, we will give you 40 billion naira. Hallelujah. But that is a man that didn't go to school. That is a man that didn't go to school. But at the age of 13, I'm saying what he has told us. Maybe you people didn't know. He said that one day he was walking at this time along Oyibo, and he saw Leventis building. Leventis building there was the biggest building in Lagos. Leventis. He said, with his uncle that he was serving, the Igbo people, they serve where they serve. He said, and he was 30 years, and they go somewhere. Then he said, uncle, he said, one day my headquarters will be bigger than this one. He said, the man talk, conquer. School, you know, go. Small boy, 30 years, see where your mind is. Amen. Why? He had a vision, and that vision, he walked towards it. Today, who knows where Koscharis headquarters is in Victoria Island? Bigger than that Leventis. Bigger, bigger, bigger than that Leventis. More modern, more expensive, the money is spent there alone. The man talks in billions. Praise the Lord. He talks in billions. In billions. Eh? I was standing somewhere with him in Victoria, in Lekki. And I say, the person that got this land here must be, this thing will cost him, eh? He said, land here is a little bit costly. I have one that is just half of this. It's also so area in the same area. I got a 1 point something billion naira. That's what I bought it. I don't look like this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what I'm emphasizing is, if you hear the deniers, he has denied himself. The hard work he put to achieve that. If you hear his testimony, you can get it in a book titled The Billionaire's Capsule. It's his testimony we put there. I think the book is in the press department. The Billionaire's Capsule. That's the title of the book. It's all about his testimony. We have a lot to learn from people like that. Praise the Lord. Okay, remember I said choice. Number two, vision or dream. Number three, ambition. And now number four is focus. If you are going to have a purposeful life and you are going to make the right choice and you have a vision to pursue and you have ambition, then you must stay focused. Stay on your track. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 up to verse 27 says so. No, I don't have too much time to read that. Amen. You can read it later. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 to 27. Stay focused. Don't live a life trying to please people. Don't live a life trying to please someone. Sometimes our parents even interfere with our vision. You want to be an engineer. He will tell you no. He wants you to be a lawyer. Then to please him, you go and read law, and then it's just no passion there. You just read it to please your father. No, not even your father. Stay on what you know is your ambition, because such a person does not fail exams in your area, because it is all part of you. Sometimes you even know more than the lecturer and lecturing, because before you come to class, you have already studied that area he's talking about, because all your life is in it. Such a person doesn't fail. Many of us, the problem we have, especially at this age that we are in, is, oh, I love that thing I heard that young man talking in Pastor Zoe's group, where you say you should believe in yourself or something like that. Is that what you say? Where is he? Is he here? I think the young man that was talking, the one that a prostitute rejected. What did you say? What were you telling your group?
I told them to place value on themselves.
Okay, place value. Thank you very much. Place value on yourself. That's the terminology. Place value. Some of us undervalue ourselves. You undervalue yourself. And one of the things you use to value yourself is your background. And my father is poor. My mother is poor. I don't have anybody. So a complex is already formed around you. So the next thing now is, you want to pick influences. Because you have placed a wrong value on yourself. Your value is determined only by your vision. It is your dream that determines your value. As soon as I made up my mind that I want to be a military officer, I was acting like a military officer. My father was not a soldier. Nobody in my family was a soldier. Then during the Civil War, this one or two ran in there and then came back again. But anything about military, I would look. So I saw myself so much until I organized the area army among children in my area. area army. We're doing parade, doing military exercises. Small boy. Then another group formed their own too. Then we'll be fighting battle. Conquer you. Until one day we got the beating of our life. We are fighting war, and then they were having a church service. Then the stones were entering the church. Glasses were breaking. They were chasing us. The enemy chased us to that area with a sling. Boroni Prono, they were constructing the road from Jos to Enugu Makuti. So Akwanga was one of their bases. So those are caterpillars. The oil filter of those caterpillar. So there is something we do with it, with the filter there. You know, it has hole. So it became petrol bomb. Or throw it like this to explode. So one entered that church. Oh, they beat Shege come up for us that time. So the army was disbanded. Because I said I must be a soldier. I didn't know there is a place for called military school. Until my senior brother who lived in Zaria came one day and looked at me and said, "You'll be good for the boys' company." That's what they were calling it at their time. I said, "Which is boys' company?" He said, "There's a place for small soldiers." I said, "Ah? Where?" I said, "In Zaria." "Ha! You blow my head. I must be there." Praise the Lord. Somehow, I found myself there. Don't, you know, place value for your life. See, my papa, don't leave your own, go. It's now me now to leave my own. So don't look at me. I mean, don't look at yourself. And because your parents can hardly pay your school fees, therefore, you begin to put yourself in a certain level. No. That estate should ginger you up. I must change this estate of this family. I don't be there, I'll be crying. Because you are seeing your mates, they wear better shoes. Your own are bathroom slippers. Don't look at your slippers. Look at your vision. One day, praise God, these slippers will become your story. One day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because you know the law of osmosis? Your students, you know the law of osmosis? That is a law that applies even in life. The liquid with a stronger concentration, right? Absorbs the one with a weaker concentration, right? Now that is how it is. There are influences all around you looking for attention to absorb you into it. Look, let the right influence absorb you. In fact, you be the absorber. You be the absorber. It's true. Praise the Lord. Something very funny happened on our way when we are coming to the camp this morning. Inside my car, we are coming with two children, my daughter and her niece, almost the same age. No, that one is even senior to her by 1 year. See them there at the back there. So, we were sitting there, they were sitting at the back seat, I was sitting with my wife. Then suddenly, her niece stood up and came to me to sit on my laps. So I said, why? She was sitting down there and then acting daddy, daddy, daddy. But it's unusual. Why are you not sitting down there? And we also know that my own daughter is too jealous to allow another person to come and stay on me while she's sitting there. So it didn't look right. So we kept asking, why are you here? Why are you coming to sit here? Then she said, it's obvious that I should come. So we are wondering, why did he say you should come and sit here? She wants to take my phone. She wants to take my phone. She likes to take my phone and watch some videos. But she knows I will not allow her. So what will she do now? She now sent this one. When you go and sit. And then the phone is by the side there. Then pick the phone. Then come back here. So when we found out, we were laughing. And I was saying, like father, like daughter. Anywhere he is, she is. She is the leader. That one is older than she. But she is the one that commands them. So if she has, you can see now, it's a wrong influence. That older one is going to pick it. It's teaching her. And that is how life is generally. You have friends that you find yourself doing things at their bidding. You will smoke because your friend is smoking and initiates you into it. They even make effort. What are you saying? Smoke now? What is there? Smoke now? What is there? Contrary to the values that you were brought up with. Things you cannot do in the presence of your father and mother, because you know it is bad. But when you leave, you go to school, your parents are not around, you find yourself doing it by the influence of your friends. They call it peer pressure. I always say, why are you not pressurizing them to your own side? Why are you the one they're always dragging and influencing like that? The law of osmosis. That's what I'm saying. That is evidence you are weak. You are weak. And you cannot, you know, determine for yourself what you want, but to do follow. Somebody say, point to your neighbor and say, don't be follow. Tell another neighbor. Listen. Children, listen. Learn also, because you will not be influenced by people. Then, every decision you make concerning your life is a decision that comes purely from your own conviction. If you are not convinced about something, don't do it. Hallelujah. Therefore, when you find yourself in a certain lifestyle, do you know that even at your ages like this, out there, there are homosexuals? There are homosexuals. And nobody is forced into homosexualism. It's that, you know, as if it is, you know, some like play. You are making experiments. Play. The same thing also with lesbians. The same thing with having, you know, teenagers involved in sexual activities. Always, it is somebody that introduces it to you. always, 99%, it is somebody that is introducing it to you, initiating you into it. I call it initiation. When you see somebody taking you from a normal lifestyle to an abnormal lifestyle, that person is initiating you. It is an initiation. It's not only spiritual. This one is physical. To initiate you into something that for by the time you realize it, you regret it. You know, what am I doing? Now the only reason why you do that is because you have not sat down and evaluate the thing you want to go into. To drink alcohol, to smoke, to take drugs, to take sedatives, to be involved in going to clubhouses, to join a cult. In fact, one of the reasons why people join a cult is another, you know, lack of self-esteem. You think that if you join, then you become something. That's the reason. It's people who are weak, who have no background, who have no future. There is nobody that has future that will be involved in cult activities in school. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you, before you join anything, listen to what I'm telling you. It's an old man talking to you. Listen very well. Because of that, you will take full responsibility for your actions, for your failure, or for your success. Full responsibility. You don't blame anybody. It is a stupid and foolish person that when something bad happened to you, say, hey, now this one cause him, now he cause him. Now he cause him. Now he tell me, say, make I escort him. I don't know, say, gun there for inside motor. I didn't know that he has a gun inside car. He just say, I should escort him somewhere. Now he police stop us for checkpoint. Then all of us. What is your association with him who carries guns and is a robber? And is your friend. You are a robber. If you are not a robber, come now, let's go. Go where? To where? Where will they go? Where are you coming from? You know me somewhere you they go. Before you stop, someone will go. You know, go your own, make it go your own. So when it happens, take full responsibility. When you go and commit abortion, it will haunt you for the rest of your life because you have committed murder. Every day you are regretting. You go and catch a disease because the danger of, you know, of premarital sex generally is the danger of having diseases, catching diseases. And such diseases are usually not curable. Oh, that is the truth. People live with them. That's physical. That's spiritual. Oh, I don't talk entire. The truth is this. Two of you join together, you become one. And it's a sexual union. Once you do that, every problem she has becomes your own. Every problem he has becomes your own. And I've been saying these things and people are not taking it seriously. Even that person that is pursuing you to sleep with you, it is part of the problem he has. He has the spirit of a dog. I mean, he has picked it from somewhere. That is how he will jump from here, jump from here, jump from here, jump from here. It's a spirit. And then you, sister, you join with him. That is how you'll be opening your leg for everybody. Everybody. Because that, the two of you have become one. All his problems transfer to you. Your own transfer to him, if you have any. So trouble go. Unless God's messenger comes and delivers you. That's why you see people, even women, after they are married, they still sleep with men outside. They collected it from fornication somewhere along their life as they were growing up. It will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Determine that you will not fail. Determine that you will not stop until you get it. Praise the Lord. Never give up. So when it doesn't come to pass, don't say you have failed. You have not failed. There's only small delay. Amen. It is for you to adjust again and start again. Never, an ambitious person never gives up. Never gives up. An ambitious person never gives up. I know a general in the army. When we finished Nigerian military school, my coursemate, no, you people use SS, we use form 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Any old man here at school that time? Form 1, form 2, Dominic. Form 1, form 2, form 3, form 4. Is that what you did? All these other ones, SS1, JS1, it was 5 years, secondary school was 5 years, from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So when we reach in my school, when we reach form 4, we do, a mock WAEC, mock. And if you get less than 5 credits, you will pass out with the people passing out that year. And go and be a corporal in the Nigerian army. You be a corporal. They just give you corporal and say, go. You can't go to form 5. And so, he failed. I think he got about 4 credits or 3 credits. So he just, if you have 4 credits, you repeat. 3 credits down, you go. He got 3 credits. So he left. Oh, we are saying he's gone. Of course, a number of them left. So we crossed over to Form 5 and then sat exams for the Nigerian Defense Academy. He too, when he failed here, instead of going to become a corporal in the Nigerian Army, he said, lie. He quickly went and registered in another secondary school in Kaduna and sat for the same WAEC with us and sat for NDA from that and passed and became our mate there in NDA. Whereas some who left with him, they continue in the army as corporal and rose and retired as master warrant officers. They will come to us in the office, when they see us commission, your own mate, Monisa, I say, corporal, sergeant, how are you? Then, when people are watching, if nobody is watching, we close door, say, oh boy, how now? How you be now? Because we are mates. If door open, we go do a guy. And I wonder how they were feeling, because they gave up. But this other one did not give up. That's what I want to say. And he rose to become a general in the army. He will have lost out and say, well, that means I'm not for NDA, I'm not to be an officer. My own destiny is to be an other rank. But he refused. That's why I say, don't give up. When you fail, try again next year. When you fail, try again next year. When you fail, try again. Keep trying. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Find out, why did I fail? If I wish the cause I am, pray and go for deliverance. Continue again. Never you give up, because your focus is on your dream. You must achieve it. there's another naval officer. Now, in the military, seniority means so much. So much. So much. We were in the military school, they were 2 years, 2 years ahead of us, our seniors. And this man wrote for NDA and he failed. We don't know what happened to him again. Until my set was already in NDA, then this man that was our senior 2 years was coming in to be our junior. He passed. The news was going around. Ah, see this man. And he was coming there. Yes, sir. Yes. Telling his two sets behind him. Sir. In NDA. He was determined whether you people like it or not. If not like, now my pikin, go be there before me. This officer, I must be. Until he put shame away. He put everything away. I'm sure his mates would have been abusing him. Oh, but what's this? Must you come here? No, look at them. This rank, when you get me, I go get her. Praise the Lord. And that is the same person that later on became one of the military administrators. One of the military administrators of one of the states. As a Navy commander. He joined the Navy. Praise the Lord. So that's what I have in mind when I tell you, don't give up. Don't give up for any reason. You say, I didn't go to school. If I don't have this. See, even now, life is even better now, education-wise. I don't have anybody to sponsor me. You can walk and sponsor yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can work and sponsor yourself. If your parents are too... My boss in the Air Force, who later on rose to be the director of Air Force Finance, he told me this personally. He said, Alu. Because he didn't have patience with a lot of people. So we used to see this man is too wicked. So one day I just enter and say, Oga, why they friend with everybody like this? I've not seen you laughing with me. He said, don't mind these people. Lazy people. Lazy this, lazy that. I said, why? He said, Alu, sit down. I sat down. He said that he trained himself. That's at that time that he was walking and trained himself. That he never went to any formal classroom anywhere. He was reading at home by correspondence. He said he got his GCE. He got what? Up to rising to become a chartered accountant. At home. Was going and coming. He said all of them here. He said, why in the fact? He said he saw their qualification. He said none of them want to go and read. All of them are sending writing to him that they should release him. They want effort to sponsor them. He said, now make a defect. Say, who sponsor them? Wait, then they disturb and send them. That is how he read. So, and some of you who have come to me, you know, I ask, why are you not in school? In school fees. Get work to do now. Get work to do. And how much will they pay me? They will pay you at least 10,000 naira. They will pay you at least 20,000 naira. And there are schools, government-owned schools, programs, that before you know what, that your job, you may get a certificate, it will increase your salary. You will get a diploma, higher national diploma, it will increase your salary. And then you go and read the degree, or you read whatever it is. One thing with ambition is that if you are ambitiously pursuing a vision, faith, I use the word faith, has a way of linking you to people that will spring you up. Hallelujah. Faith has a way of linking you. You see me, I told you, I said, I wanted to be a soldier. And then one day my brother just came and said, there is a place like this. That's it. It's always a way, you know, in this, anyway, if you like, you give up. If you like, I'm telling you something now. Let me tell you, you can succeed with or without help from anybody. It is a mindset. You say, I'm only house help. I'm only house help. They are paying you. In fact, house help work is the best job now. You know why? Do you know that you don't pay transport? You don't pay transport. You eat there. So, it simply means a house help job that you get and you do it very well. So then your guy look let release you, they give you a gunja on top. So they give you a top. Because you know you are planning for something. You will hold on there. Accommodation provided for you. Transport. Nothing. That money they are giving you is service. Complete service. And this, you are saving for a purpose. And if that is the reason why you are doing that, God will, may even link you to a boss that one day will just touch you as your prayer they go on. Go and get school, I will sponsor you. It's possible. So don't say, you know, now only houseboy work are they do now. Now only houseboy work are they do now. Houseboy work will they do. You don't know that your own past, somebody that is, how much be your salary? Now only 15,000, 10,000 and they give me. That is 10,000 savings with that every month. I'm telling you, there are people that are earning 100,000 naira that they cannot save 10,000 naira. Then they pay for accommodation. Then they pay for electricity. Then they pay for water. Then they pay for waiting. Then they pay transport every day. Go come, go come, go come, go come. By the end of the month. But you, your own, there is food to eat. The fridge is at your disposal. Even if they don't want to make it up, when they come out, finish, carry your thing, work, put them back. You're going to look fresh. That is not an excuse. Do something for your life. Praise the Lord. Some of you don't know. 90%, and I'm saying it, 90%. Okay, let me even tell you. The most paying job that all these our relations with there abroad, they do. Now, housekeeper. That's why I talk about dignity of labor here. And if they get finished, then they celebrate them. I don't get work. Wait, I don't get work. I don't get work. I don't get work. Where do they work? Now, house cleaner. And that is what he's sending money to house to you every time. Where your brother there? My brother there abroad. My brother there abroad. They are there. If you see the sacrifice they make there to be able to build their house here at home here. If you see what they do. Some of us have traveled there. We have seen them. You see the kind of accommodation they even live. That's why when you see them send you $100, it's big money they have sent to you. Better collect it with thanksgiving. But they are pursuing something. That's why they are there. And they always get it. When they come home here, you see them as big people. They're achieving what they want to achieve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us are even from settings, polygamous settings that, you know, disturb our progress. So if you are going to depend on your uncle, on your brother, your stepfather, your stepmother, your step whatever relation, sometimes they are the ones, they even make assignment to make sure you don't progress at all. so that you remain under them. They will be the one shining. And then you are here. What happened now? I get brother. I see some of you. I get brother. All of them have turned their back on me. Pastor, pray. All of them have turned their back on me. They turned their back on you. God allow it. So that you can wake up the man that is in you. And especially those of us that are Christians, when God wants to bless us, He does it in a way that no human being will share the glory. So that you yourself, you have reason to focus on Him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you this, the man standing here, that has been my life. And that's why I live my life now without apology to anybody. I owe nothing to anybody. As big as my family, as large as my family is, nobody can claim, say, he made me. Even when I had problem in the airport and they were trying to talk, I told my junior senior sister, then they talk, say, what happened? They know as I take entire airport. So what concern them if I know the airport again? Without apology. And I quickly told her, they are thinking my own is finished. Tell them to wait and see. When you fall, rise again. Let me give you an example. I think I've shared this with you. My own life. The trend. I was in the military, I was in a secondary school when I finished my primary school. And then I was very stubborn. I was resuscitated. I was dismissed from the school. And the whole family rejoiced. That was when I knew that nobody cared for your welfare. Then inside of me, I said, even before, I said, now military school, I won't go. All this one. I was 13 years old. I begged my mother, give me transport. Because for 2 days, I was at home. I couldn't eat. My mother begged me, what is happening now? Okay, what can I do for you? For 2 days you have not eaten. Not fasting, no. I was worried. What is my life going to be? My mother asked me, okay, what do you want to do now? They said they interview you for school. I said, so what do you want to do? And I said, I want to go to Zaria. Just get me transport money. My mother went and borrowed £1. That time it is not yet Naira. Borrowed me that money. I entered Gongoro in the night. Night Gongoro. The one that carry yam. You know that type of this thing. The road from my place to Zaria is not tarred. Was not tarred. So imagine the wood where we sit down on top. By the time I come out, if I come down from that motor, you look at me, you couldn't recognize, maybe not the eye. Everywhere with dust. I reached and my brother told me, what are you here for? I heard what happened. They said they drive you, stop on this and slap me on top. So what are you coming to do here now? It's my stepbrother. I want to go to military school. Which school will take you? All the discouragement and everything, I was now to remain his boy. In the same compound he was living, there was a sergeant there. Who happened to be working in the military school, I found out. He went and helped me got the military school form. I filled that form and they said, your primary school headmaster should sign a portion there. We are following him religiously. I brought it home. When my elder brother saw it, they collected the form, seized it, and said, I should stay and help my father in the farm. Which school you want to go? I came again. Oh, my mother gave me money again. I reached Zaria straight to the school on the closing date of the form. I stood with dust all over my body. One corporal came out. Young man, what are you doing there? Come here. I came. What? I want Form. By this time. Don't you know today is the closing date? When will you feel it? When will you bring it back? Form closes today. He was going. Then he came back. He said, wait. Then he was just bragging and angry. I don't know him. He brought the form. Sit down here and feel it. I feel it. The portion for headmaster. He carried pen. Sign there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I wrote the exams. More than 8,000 people wrote it. And they're looking for 120. The set exam, result came. They selected to come for interview. 800 of us. I can't forget it. State by state. They were going to pick 12 from every state. Also 12 of them, something like that. 10 from every state, times 12 states, that are 120, right? Yes, 10 from every state. For interview, we got there, see plenty of people, and they are going to take only 120. When I was going for the interview, that's why I say, see, it is not even what anybody thinks, it is how you rate yourself that matters. My elder brother, as I was going, I said, I am going for the interview that will take 3 weeks. He looked at me and said, look at him. He says, you want to go to military school where big men, children are. If you don't know anybody, how can you? He said, the last word he said, you can't pass. They go. They say, we should buy this. Buy what? He removed ₦1. ₦1. He gave me. I don't think that it was. Maybe toothbrush and the toothpaste. That's all I bought, and soap. Then I got there. That year they were changing the calendar year to September, from January to September. So this is August now. We are supposed to resume September. So they say wait to get your result and get. So we waited. They finish and they announce. If you hear your name, come out. Hear your name. I was the last name they called in my state. When the call finished, they said, okay, congratulations. They gave us our admission letters. Report so date. Here? Nami? Military school. Hey. I took it. I got home. My senior brother was drinking beer with his friends in the sitting room. I passed through the sitting room. Elders. They said, hey. They were telling me, that's my junior brother. Very stubborn. Very this, very that. He went for NMS, Nigerian Military School interview. He can't pass. Very stubborn. He can't pass. I have my admission letter. I pass to the room. I drop the bag. I was waiting. I say, while these same people are there, make a go tell them. I say, excuse her. I gave him the letter. This is how human beings are. He saw it. Military school. Eh? Admission. So you pass. I say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Somebody, that would be your testimony. You know what? I told you, he's a very smart boy. I've always known that he can make it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I refuse to give up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I refuse to give up. And that is the stage in your life that determines your future. So if you give up now, you are giving up your future. It will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about achieving a purposeful life as a youth. Now apply this scripture I have been teaching in the church all this while. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Praise the Lord. Note it, that what you say is what you become. Take note of it. What you say is what you become. Hallelujah. Remember also, as a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23 verse 7, it says, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the Bible tells us how we should think in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. This is how you should think. Think on things that improve your life. So, it is something about the heart. They say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Praise the Lord. And above all, watch and pray. Be prayerful. Always remember that without Him, you can do nothing. Pray, 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 pray.